This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hi, hello everyone. Welcome to Radio Wailankans. Hi, Susie, how are you?
Hi, Sami. I'm good, thank you. How are you doing today?
No, I'm good. Just coming from work.
Yes, after work. Getting back to work after long holidays,
Yeah.
So we have two
special guests
today.
So we have Chanithya with us and Hamdan. Welcome to our program. Thank you for coming to our program with a short notice.
Thank you.
So would you like to introduce yourself to us? Probably we can start with Chanithya.
Start with Chanithya. My name is Chanithya, and
where are you coming from?
Sri Lanka.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we live in Masterton.
Mm-hmm. And how long you have been living in Masterton?
This is our fourth year now.
Oh wow! Yeah. So do you go to school here?
Yeah, I go to Hadlow School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm in grade 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting year 7 this year.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool.
That's a big achievement, right?
I know.
So what's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is art because our art teacher is very kind.
Mm-hmm.
And we do lots of fun activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you like arts because of the art teacher. Yeah. So what's her name?
Miss HR.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
What about you, Hamdan? Could you please tell something about you?
My name is Hamdan. Mm-hmm. I come from Sri Lanka. I have been living in New Zealand since 2018, since I was 1.5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So then we moved to New Zealand because there were some problems in Sri Lanka. So we moved here, and then my first school was in Great Town, which was Great Town Kindergarten. Then I moved to Masterton. It's been like 4 or 5 years in Masterton. And it's really fun in New Zealand. Like, I have lots of friends. And so my school name is called MPS. So it stands for Masterton Primary School. It's a primary school and we have lots of subjects. Yeah.
What's your favorite subject?
So my favorite subject is maths.
Yeah.
Because there's like lots of like divisions.
Numbers.
There's like numbers.
You
division.
Like solving problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm a grade 3 and this year I'll be turning into a grade 4.
You're going to grade 4, right? Oh, big classes. Are you guys excited to go to new classes? And that's cool.
Very excited.
So how was your holidays? What did you do, Chanithya? Mm.
My holidays is going really fun.
Mm.
I'm spending time at a friend's house most of the days and playing with her. In the holidays, I do arts and crafts and painting and like reading books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy arts and craft?
Yeah.
What kind of book are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading a David Williams book.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's nice. What about you, Hamdan?
So,
what did you do in holiday?
So, during these holidays, I'm actually going to my dad's work to help, and I keep on earning $5 every shift.
Yeah.
So if I go for 2 shifts, I earn $10. If I go for 1 shift, I earn $5.
So what do you do at work?
So I do the tissues, I clean the tables, and I sometimes clean the toilets.
Oh,
sometimes do the
skewers,
and I do the carrots too. I do like 5 drops. So yeah, it's really fun. And right now I'm reading a Harry Potter book, and I'm on page 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on chapter okay. 2.
Which Harry Potter book are you reading?
The first one, mm-hmm. J.K. Rowling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Philosopher's Stone? Okay.
So how many shifts have you covered at your dad's workplace?
So last year I got $115 for the whole year.
Yeah.
This year I think I have got like, I think 32.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you doing with the money?
So I'm going to wait till I save $5,050. I got a challenge to save $5,050.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then when I save that, I'm going to split that in half. And then with that half, I'm going to buy stuff.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with the other half?
Other half? Like, I'll give to poor people.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Mm. Okay.
That's a good deal.
That's yeah. nice small of you people, to think, big thoughts, hey?
So what sort of stuff you want to buy?
Like toys and stuff for like poor people, like poor people that don't have any cooking stuff. I'll buy for them, and then I'll give my money with it.
Oh, very kind of you. Very thoughtful. So who gave you the target to you?
Well, I got a book.
Mm-hmm.
My mom got it. On Timo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so it's a challenge I have to save, like, $5,050.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to, but I'm trying to.
So this book got, like, $1, $2, all the pockets, up to $100.
Mm-hmm.
So if you save up to $100, so you have to put $1 to $1 purse, $2 to $2 purse, it's like that.
So right now I got $132.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you have any message for the kids out there who would like to do this kind of challenges?
What? I think maybe my friend. Maybe, I don't know. I'll ask him this year at school.
Do you want to tell people to save money or, you know, spend money on
like
poor people?
Like, spend money on poor people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And? Save money. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Are you planning to do any charity work with that money, or are you willing to give it to people in need?
People in need and charity. Oh. Charity, and then with the other half, I will buy stuff for poor people, and then when it's halved up, then I'll buy the stuff I want.
Well done. Well done. So, Chanitya, are you doing anything like that? Anything fun like that? Any challenges?
Not at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to read as many books.
Okay, that's your challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. And write more.
Well done. She's a good really writer, good. Yes. Yes, I have seen her articles, yes.
You should actually bring us one next time, eh?
Maybe
one
of you can.
One of your articles and your paintings too. I love your painting. You're really good at them. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, did you guys watch the match? Cricket match?
Yeah, I went to the match.
Did you go to the match?
The 5th January match.
Okay, so how was it? How was your
experience? It was good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was supporting for New Zealand, cheering for Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in New Zealand right now. I'm from Sri Lanka. Sweet. So, I'm like, doing for both. 50-50.
Well done. Uh-huh. So who won the match?
New Zealand won the match.
Uh-huh. So you're happy. You are equally happy.
Yeah, just equally happy.
Well done.
Yeah, the kids had lots of fun that day. It was a cold day in Wellington. But the kids were running around, you know, with the, you know, autograph bats and stuff.
I saw you the bat. Did you manage to get a lot of autographs?
I got 4 autographs, so I got three from the Sri Lankans and one from New Zealand.
Do you know their names?
I got Janit and I think Avishka Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
I got the coaches one.
Upal Chandana?
Yeah, Upal Chandana, and I got Tom Lantan.
Oh, wow. Mm. You have been busy.
Yeah, he is. He is very happy and so proud. He was showing that to his, you know, cricket fan grandpa as well.
Mm-hmm.
He was so happy to see that, isn't it?
My next favorite subject is actually drawing, because my mom is a good painter and drawer, so she, like, sometimes she teaches me like mm-hmm. how to paint this, how to paint that, how to draw this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's a really good painter. She can, like, you can ask her and she can, like, teach you how to, like, paint paint her eye or, like, draw her eye.
You both can have an exhibition someday.
Yeah.
We should.
Do you have a target for that? Maybe you can keep it as a target, not a challenge.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, maybe.
For next school holidays, we can plan that. That's a good idea. Yeah.
And you can generate money. You can generate money for your charity through that too.
Yeah.
You can sell your paintings.
Yeah, we can sell your paintings, sell the tickets, or you know, something like that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you paint, DSSV?
No, I can't. It's not something in my blood.
Can you sing?
No.
Oh, what do you can do? Something. There must be something.
I only can.
You're hiding.
No, I can't. But
you can. Maybe you can swim. Maybe you can swim. I think maybe you can swim.
I think we should go to a song.
Song? Yeah.
You have some. Do you know the songs that we have today?
Yeah, I quickly put them and. There. And one of my folders.
Mm-hmm.
What song is it?
It's a song from Sri Lanka called Chinnamami.
Chinnamamiye, un chinnamagalange. Palikki chendralo, padikki chendralo. Adavada merma, en alagu menmada. பள்ளிக்கு தான் சென்றால் படிக்க தான் சென்றால் ஐயோ மாமி அவளை அங்கே விடாதே அவளை என்னும் படிக்கவென்று கெடாதே ஐயோ மாமி அவளை அங்கே விடாதே அவளை என்னும் படிக்கவென்று கெடாதே ஊர் சுழரும் பெரியல் எல்லாம் கன்னியரை கண்டவுடன் கண்ணடிக்கும் காலம் அல்லவோ சின்ன மாமியே உன் சின்ன மகளங்கே பள்ளிக்கு சென்றாலோ படிக்க சென்றாலோ அடவாடா மருமா என் அழகு மென்மதா பள்ளிக்கு தான் சென்றால் படிக்க தான் சென்றால் ஐயோ தம்பி அவளை ஒன்றும் சொல்லாதே அவள் வந்தால் உதைத்திடுவாள் நில்லாதே ஐயோ தம்பி அவளை ஒன்றும் சொல்லாதே அவள் வந்தால் உதைத்திடுவாள் நில்லாதே அடக்கம் இல்லா பெண்ணு என்றா நினைத்து விட்டாய் என் மகளை இடுபொடிய தந்திடுவேனே சின்ன மாமியே உன் சின்ன மகளங்கே பள்ளிக்கு சென்றாலோ படிக்க சென்றாலோ அடவாடாமருமா என் அழகு மென்மதா பள்ளிக்கு தான் சென்றால் படிக்க தான் சென்றால் ஏன மாமி மேலே மேலே தொள்ளுறியே காரண மாமி படுக்குழியில் தள்ளுறியே ஏன மாமி மேலே மேலே தொள்ளுறியே காரண மாமி படுகுழியில் தள்ளுறியே தேனன மாமி அவள் எனக்கு தெவிட்டாதவள் எனக்கு பாரணை மாமி கட்டின தாலியே சின்ன மாமியே உன் சின்ன மகளங்கே பள்ளிக்கு சென்றாலோ படிக்க சென்றாலோ அடவாடா மருமா என் அழகு மென்மதா பள்ளிக்கு தான் சென்றால் படிக்க தான் சென்றால்
Welcome to Y Lankans. Yeah, back to you guys.
Yeah. So let's start talk about you. How has your day been? So
it's been a very busy day, as usual, in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, working at the hospital. So what do you do at hospital if you like to share with our listeners? Yeah.
So I'm a phlebotomist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a vampire. So I take blood, blood, and work in the laboratory, and I love it. Yeah, I get to meet lots of people.
Yeah, it's not every day is the same day, right? You're meeting different people.
Yeah, so it keeps me, my brain on fire every time. So I like it.
That's cool.
What about you?
So I'm working for Premier Beehive.
Yeah.
So I'm into logistics and supply chain.
Yeah.
So I handle the shipments and all this. All the shipments for whatever coming to New Zealand. So that's my day job. Probably it's a boring job because it's a desk job. I'm always behind the screen and checking all the spreadsheets.
Yeah.
So it's not happening like your job.
but it's nice. Nice to at least, drive to Carterton every day.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll get back to our two guests. So we have been... Okay. So you guys came to Masterton from Auckland, right?
Yes.
And you came from
Greytown.
Greytown. So, Janita, would you like to share your experience, how it was coming to Masterton and how you feel coming from Auckland, such a big place, to Masterton? What are the challenges you had?
Yeah. So from Auckland, we drive to Masterton.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a long 8-hour, 9-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
When we came to Masterton, I could feel it was colder
mm-hmm.
than Auckland. Settling in, it was good, fun, and I got a new school. We went to Hedler. I started in grade 3.
Mm-hmm.
That was a new experience. I've made lots of new friends, which helped me to settle in, and
Do you find it easy to make friends in Masterton?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
So compared to Auckland, do you like to stay in Masterton or would you like to go back to Auckland?
Auckland and Masterton are very different.
Mm-hmm.
Masterton's more quiet and Auckland's like a city,
mm-hmm.
big city. I think I like Masterton, yeah.
That's good.
That's good, yeah.
So you see yourself in Masterton for next few years?
Yeah.
Do you have any of your family living in Wairarapa?
Yes, our cousins,
mm-hmm.
they live in Martinborough.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fun.
So you get to visit them,
they
get to visit you. That's good.
Yeah.
What about you, Hamdan? Do you have anyone of your family who lives here?
Yeah, so I got a cousin sister that lives on Columba Road, and she moved in 2023 in December.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I had fun with her, and it was, really fun when she came and, we played together
mm-hmm.
while she was in New Zealand.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
So let's talk about your experience and challenges moving to Masterton. How was it?
It was kind of good. It was a little different because I lived in a small place. I lived in a small town in Wairarapa, and then when I moved to Masterton, it was kind of easy to make friends because I met my first friend in Greytown, then I made another friend here in Masterton. It was kind of easy because when I met my friend in Masterton, he showed his friends, and then I became friends with everyone, almost everyone in my kindergarten.
Mm.
And it was kind of easy to make friends.
Okay.
I chose to live in Masterton.
Mm. Okay. You like Masterton more than Greytown?
Yeah, because it's...
Lots of shopping options, lots of things to do.
Lots of places.
Yep.
And it's the main town in Wairarapa. Yeah. And it's the biggest. True. Yeah. It's
what's the, you know, favorite place of you to? What about you, Chani? What's your favorite place to go in Masterton?
My favorite place in Masterton.
Or in Wairarapa.
I like the lavender garden.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful, eh?
Yeah. They're very pretty.
My favorite place is lavender garden, too. Because when we went to the lavender...
I thought it's Gozon. Because every time
Gozon is actually like... Because then when I go to lavender garden, like, you can see a planet from there.
Mm.
Like Mars, I think.
The lavender garden, the stargazing... stuff they had. We went like a couple years ago. We all went together, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's beautiful out there.
Where is it?
It's called Renoi Lavender Garden in Martinborough.
Okay.
It's really pretty out there. You should go really this year.
Have you been recently there?
No, the last
time.
We are
planning for this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are planning. Yeah. Planning.
We couldn't go last year. But you can, you know, plan a picnic there. It's really nice.
Okay.
It's like lavender weave and the mountains and the stars. It's beautiful out there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a good weather.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like okay.
And they have
the
this telescopes set up when we went there. They had it.
You can see the planets.
Whether they,
yeah.
Have
it.
And
yeah.
There are like two astronomers who's... You know, they're there, so they will explain the stars and the planets for you. Yeah, they can show you things, and it's really nice.
You can look through the telescopes to see
the moon and the Mars. And
so, it was a new experience for you guys. Shall we go for another song?
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
So, this song called Mango Kalu.
Mango Kalu Nande.
Mango Kalu Nande from...
It's a Sri Lankan baila song.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ooh.
Welcome to Wairapa, ROFM. You're listening to Wailankans Radio. Yeah, back to you, Yesasi.
Yeah, we have two special guests as we introduced earlier. So we would like to talk more about them and how their holidays are, because right now they are still enjoying their holiday. So we would like to talk about how they utilize their holidays effectively,
mm-hmm.
and how did they enjoy and the summer and holiday Christmas season and New Year season. And Hamdan, we heard that you went to beach and you had an adventure there. Would you like to explain more about it?
I can't remember.
And we need
that.
To hear your poem. Could you please?
No, I didn't go to the beach, but
oh,
it's
but
just
you made up. Poem. Poem.
So yeah. Tell us about your,
the
like
poem.
The,
yeah.
So maybe we can explain it a little bit more.
Yeah.
So Hamdan, he has written a poem.
Mm-hmm.
He with his imagination, like he went. Can you please explain it to us?
Yeah.
What's the background?
It's easier
to
when
it?
You explain.
Okay, so the poem is about when I went to the beach and then like I was drinking my tea. Then there was actually a bee coming to me. Then I ran with my tea because I don't want to get stung by the bee. Then the bee stung me.
Okay, can you tell us the poem now? Yeah.
I don't want to.
I don't want to.
Come on.
I think
you can do it.
It's just us here. Yeah.
Okay, I went to the sea and drank my tea until I saw a bee coming to me. Then I ran with my tea. Then the bee stung me.
Oh, wow.
Wow, well done. Well done, you.
You wanted to rhyme it as well,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, rhyme it.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
So, Chaita, can you tell us about your holidays and your hobbies and your extracurricular
activities? Yeah.
And what do you do when you have time and what do you enjoy doing?
My extracurricular activities are dancing, tennis and cello.
Mm-hmm.
So I practice all of them. My favorite is dancing. Mm-hmm. I do ballet and jazz.
Mm-hmm.
In the holidays, I had my ballet exam.
Oh, wow.
Which it was hard, mm-hmm. but I passed.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that. And in my free time, I do nails.
Okay.
Yeah, at my parents' salon, Chagap.
Mm-hmm.
I really like doing nails.
That's awesome. And I have seen your nail art. It's really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do like to do nail arts?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
I always like to do my nails and paint them.
Mm-hmm. Have you done your nails today?
Yeah.
Can we?
Pink.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I'm one of my aunties did it,
mm-hmm.
so it's very pretty, and I really like it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And where do you go for ballet?
Ballet, I go to Geraldine Indus,
mm-hmm.
dance school, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's very nice. The classrooms there and the teachers are really kind.
Mm-hmm.
And our teachers, who teaches me ballet and jazz, Miss Madden, and the teacher who teaches me ballet is Miss Taya,
mm-hmm.
and they're so kind, and I've improved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over the past year.
So tell us about your cello.
Cello, my teacher's Miss Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
I started last year.
Mm-hmm.
In August,
mm-hmm.
or somewhere around that, and I've improved a lot as well. And I'm learning songs now on the cello.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So next time maybe you can do some cello performance?
Cello for us, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Probably next time you can come with your cello. So what's your what are the songs that you can play?
Jingle Bells and some songs in my book.
Oh wow.
I'm still learning some.
Maybe that's next time you can learn something for us?
Yeah.
You're Fabra? Really talented. Yeah, that's really nice.
Thank you.
So,
I play piano. The only songs I can play is Mary Had a Little Lamb. And that song is really easy. It was really easy, and like on first time when I was doing the piano, it was easy. Gets a little bit harder, but I get it.
Where do you go to piano lessons?
So I go to Carterton, and my teacher's name is Miss Kate.
Okay, shout out to Miss Kate.
Yeah. She can play chords, guitar, in the piano.
Oh, that's really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you can play in piano? Can you play other songs?
No, I can't play other songs. I can play one part of one song.
Yeah, what is that?
That song is called... I can't remember.
Remember the name? Can you play Believer? That's your favorite song.
I can't play Believer, but I can sing Believer.
Oh, okay. Can you sing for us? Sing for us?
No, I'll do it for the next one.
Yeah, a couple sentences.
Next time? Radio.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. So next time Chenny will do us cello.
I can do a song and I can like maybe bring a keyboard.
Yeah, bring the big piano.
Not the piano, a keyboard.
Yeah.
A keyboard would be good.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it's okay. I can I can.
Yeah, you can borrow Chaniyaki's, yeah?
I can maybe like buy one.
So what else do you do in your leisure time? When you have free time, what else do you do?
Make a mess in the kitchen.
I cook stuff.
Really? So you cook stuff. What do you like to cook? That's a good thing to know.
I like to cook noodles or make sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
So do you want to tell about your healthy chocolate thing?
I made a healthy chocolate that's actually sweet.
How did you make it?
So, I used coconut cream, honey, cocoa powder, and some fruits. Yeah.
And then? Can you tell us the recipe?
Yeah, so 4 tablespoons of coconut cream. Then... 3/4 cup of cocoa powder, and then 2 tablespoons of water. Then 7 tablespoons of honey, and 1 tablespoon of oil. Mix it all together. Put it in a chocolate tray. Add some fruits in the inside, then that's healthy chocolate.
Oh, wow. How did it taste?
It tastes nice when it's with the... it tastes nice with the fruits. It's like a fruity one.
Are you planning to make it again?
I still have it. One time when you come, you can taste it.
Yes, I would love to.
So what? You can be his lab rat.
So what else are you planning to make?
I know how to make coconut whipped cream.
Oh, wow.
And I know how to make heavy cream.
Right.
Coconut
cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Cheese?
I made cheese the other day.
I know how to make cheese. It's really easy for heavy cream. 2 tablespoons of butter and 1 cup of milk. Melt it and then whisk it for 7 minutes. Then coconut whipped cream, you need 4 tablespoons of coconut cream, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, and 1 tablespoon of honey, and mix it for 7 minutes.
So you did it by yourself?
I didn't make the whipped cream. I'm just going to, after my chocolate, I'm going to make it.
Yeah, once he needs to finish what he made first to make a new one.
Did you make a big quantity?
Yeah, whole tray of chocolate is waiting.
A whole tray.
What about you, Chani? Do you, you make stuff too, eh?
Yeah.
In holiday?
I like baking.
Did you bake? Yeah.
I tried to make some buns.
Yeah.
But that didn't work out.
Because the weather, it's not warm enough for bun to rise.
The first time it was burnt.
Oh, okay.
And then the second time the bottom didn't bake.
Yeah.
So I couldn't eat it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't good.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Practice make perfect. So, you know, keep on trying.
Keep on trying and then you get better.
Yeah.
Like if you keep on trying to draw, keep on trying and then you'll get better.
Better, right? Yeah. So did you bake muffin the other day?
No.
Yeah, or cookie or something.
No,
was it bun?
Was it bun?
So what about the sports? You do tennis, right?
Yeah.
So is it in school
It's in school.
School. Do you enjoy tennis?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Getting better.
What about you, Hamdan?
So my sports, I play cricket. I used to play football in 2023 when my grandma and grandpa was here. Mm-hmm. Then after they left, I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in junior cricket, and on my first match this year, I won.
Yeah.
So and it's fun, like in cricket.
Yeah, making friends and having fun.
And I do swimming. Mm. Swimming.
Yeah. Do you like swimming?
Swimming is fun.
Yeah.
Where do you go for swimming?
In Jill swimming class. Mm-hmm. It's close to our house.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Chani? Do you go to swimming?
No.
You don't? I thought you like swimming, right?
Yeah. I don't do classes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, too many things in your place right now. Dancing, cello, tennis.
Tennis, yeah. Did exam too.
Yeah, oh, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shall we go for another song now?
Yeah. So this song is 242 Matara Anantayata Yana Vamai.
Yes.
By Senaka Battagoda.
Yes, this is a Sri Lankan artist. He passed away recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
නැති අහස උසට තනියම ලං වෙන්න වෙන්න ඇයි සමහර දුර ඇහෙන දකින දේවල් කොතරම් තිබුණත් හදට දැනෙන දේවල් ඇයි එතරම් බර Ravelo navakino nathina divavaka inda hase ikirilo yamu etaranaka හැකදිමේශයක එහෙම වුණොතින් මොනවා හිතන්නද සිකින විමන්වල කවුළු පියන් ඇරුනම අනන්තයට යනවාමයි ඒ මොහෙම One more time. Siravela Gavatilanatina Come on.
Listening to Radio Vailankans. So we have Chanithya with us and Hamdan. Hi, you two.
Hi.
Are you two tired?
Yeah, not really.
You did good. You're doing very well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, back to you, Jessi.
Let's talk about your last visit to Sri Lanka. When did you go to Sri Lanka last, Jenny?
Last year in May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we went. So last year in August.
Oh, you went recently.
Mm.
So how was your experience? Where did you go? What's your favorite place? What are your highlights?
Every year when we go to Sri Lanka, we go to Ruin Valley Masaya
with a group of people,
and that's always a highlight of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And another place is Mount Lavinia Beach.
Oh yeah.
Mostly all of my mother's relatives live on that road.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's special to me.
Mm-hmm. So can you explain to everyone what is Ruan Valley Saya is? Why you go there? What is it?
Yeah, so Ruan Valley Masaya is a place where the Buddha has been,
mm-hmm.
and it's a big chaitya with and it's said to have lots of gems and gold and a big statue of the Buddha inside, and it was made by the kings and the gods.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big place where you can worship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also said that all the gods and the Buddha come to visit there often. And we do a Kapruka Pujava,
okay,
which is a big piece of clothing,
mm-hmm.
that is wrapped around the chaitya.
Mm-hmm.
And we go around the chaitya holding the clothing and mm-hmm. With holding flowers and incense sticks, yeah. And then all the swaminvansas,
yeah.
and the men,
mm-hmm.
yeah. They go up and put pin the clothing on, yeah, onto the chaitya.
Oh.
And it's only only men and swaminvansas are allowed up there.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Yeah, good to know that.
That is one of your highlights.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. where else did you go?
We went to a hotel in
what part of Sri Lanka is that?
Down south, I think.
Down south,
yeah.
Okay.
And
it's in Beruala?
Yes.
Cinnamon Bay?
Yeah. And we had some friends there as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah.
And we stayed a night with...
It's a beautiful hotel, eh?
Yeah, mm. with both of my grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
that's
fun.
That's good, yeah.
Those
that's
are definitely nice. My highlights.
By the beach,
yeah.
chilling. Yeah.
The pool, nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Hamdan?
So every year when we go to Sri Lanka, we go to Kandy Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So Kandy Lake is back into the 1800s and 1700s. So there was a king and queen that came from India, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so they came from India. Then there's mm-hmm. a big temple that used
that's
to be
Sri Lankan. Yeah, that's Sri Lankan king and queen.
Yeah, but they came from India, right?
He married to a...
Indian.
Yeah, Indian.
Indian, yeah.
yeah.
So they made there was a kingdom in mm-hmm. Kandy yeah. called Kandy Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Kandy Kingdom time.
Kingdom of Kandy.
So now that the kingdom is actually a temple.
Yeah. What it called? The Temple of Tooth.
Yeah. Temple of Tooth.
Dalada Maligava.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then there's a place, mm-hmm. there's a big place that looks like an old swimming pool.
Yeah.
That's where the queen used to bathe.
Yeah.
The queen would bathe there.
Yeah.
And then,
Where else you went?
I went to Sikiriya Rock, which is an old place. That's
place.
From BC.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was made by an... A person that came from India.
He's a Sri Lankan king again.
He said, "As I mean,
do you remember his name?
King
Kashyapa.
Kashyapa. Yeah.
So he made lots. There was lots of homes on Sikiriya Rock. Now they're
ruins.
They're ruins from tornadoes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they it's. I went and I climbed the whole rock.
Did you climb the And did you see the paintings? On the
paintings.
Wall?
Yeah. And there was a place where the king would watch the people where they would swim. There's a big pool. And
pool
then too. His throne is here. It's still standing.
Yeah.
Do you know why Sigiri is famous for?
For the
what is called, it was very popular in the world, saying it's the
eighth world
wonder. One in the world.
Yeah. Eight wonders.
Yep, in the world, right?
Yeah.
So you climb up to the top?
Hold
one?
Yeah, hold one.
Oh, well done.
Mm. We saw the mirror wall, we saw the frescoes, right? Yeah.
And we saw a big, in the museum, we saw a big Buddha that's still standing there from the king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the statues. Yeah, and in the museum, the statues and the ancient stuff. You know, the coins and everything from the
And there's lots of paintings on the rock, and the paintings there's paintings of. Like because the rock is up in the sky, so there's like paintings of like
apsaras.
Yeah,
apsaras in the cloud.
Yeah, is
we
they
can't
like in
take
the cloud?
Any photos of them. That's a shame. But to protect the frescoes, we can't take any more photos.
Yeah.
When we were small, we could take photos.
Yeah, then
and you could write your name on the wall. Then people just write.
Yeah, now you're probably dead too.
They're preserving the whole thing.
Yeah,
whole place now. Mm.
And I also went to see the Kandy Festival.
Oh, that's nice.
We went to the Kandy Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went in July, not May, sorry.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Oh, yeah.
So what is your favorite part of it? Who are the favorite dancers?
Seeing the elephants. Dancing in the clothing, in the lights. And the sparkles.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and all the fire, the tricks.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know the history of Perahara?
Not much, but some history. The dancers could only be like generations, and
probably next time you can tell us more about Perahara. And you can
very
learn
colorful.
More about Sigiri and explain it to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we'll talk more about your, experience in Sri Lanka, the places that you went. You can share with us new stories, right?
So probably we'll go to another song and finish
and
the program for the day.
So with this song.
Yeah, and thank you, Chenny, and thank you, Hamdan, for joining us today. Really appreciate it. And you guys are so good today. And you guys did really well, and I'm so proud of you too. Thank you so much for joining us, and we are looking forward to have you more here. And we would like to know more about the things you do and about things that you read and about your music practices, and we would like to see more in future. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
And enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, thank you so much. You too, on such a short notice.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
You both came, and it's really lovely to have you too. And we are looking forward to do more episodes with you too.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And with this song, we'll take off. Thank you for listening to Radio Vailankans. We'll see you next Monday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Pata pata te tunna kwa.